you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 800-259-9231. The argument from Monday night has resurfaced via the email box. We talked about it, as you know, Monday extensively, but apparently I wasn't clear enough with my message that if you are engaging in politics, I think that if that's what you feel is right for you, that's what you should do. If you feel like it's effective and that you feel like you're getting somewhere with it, great. Fantastic. I felt like I was spinning my wheels and wasting my time and money. And I'm not really interested in getting any more involved in politics than I currently am, which is virtually nothing. But I am still willing to help a candidate that is willing to sign the Small Government Pledge at centerforsmallgovernment.com. And I am still willing to help with efforts that I think are really, really fantastic and excite me. So it's not like I'm completely out, but I'm like 99% out. But apparently the fact that I don't endorse all things political has really riled a few feathers amongst those who are political. And I don't understand why they need my, you know, my blessing. And I know that's not explicitly what they're asking for, but the guy that emailed Monday night was very, very upset. He was calling me, he was suggesting that non-cooperative market-based activists like myself are a blight on the pro-liberty movement. And so while that's not necessarily asking for me to convert back to politics and endorse what it is that he found, you know, useful and effective, it is at the same time saying, I wish you weren't around me and I wish you weren't here. So either change or, you know, change. That's the message I've gotten. And it hasn't been persuasive one iota. Let's go, though, and hear some from the other side, because while the political people might want one thing, the people that are more market-based or non-cooperative, Nick, who's on the line in Illinois, says, I'm not vitriolic enough towards the political people, and I don't think that'll help anything, but that's what you have to say. So, Nick, you're back on the air.
Well, yeah, I don't think that you should be. I mean, if more people were like me, then I would like that, because my opinion, if people are mad about you, their heads will spin with me, because I am a conditioned agorist. When I hear all of this stuff about just the reformist message, what I can think about is, man, these people really don't have any faith in markets, because what agorism is, what market activism is using markets. What reformism is utilizing bureaucracy. You see, a lot of these people, they put markets on a pedestal, and they say that it's this great thing that we should all work towards.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to their own lives, they can't put consistency to their actions. Their message isn't consistent with their actions. They revert right back to the bureaucrats.
Well, it's like the frustration that Dennis...
Square peg through a round hole.
It was epitomized by the frustration that Dennis was telling us about on Monday night. Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, where he's looking at these political candidates here in New Hampshire at who he might want to vote for, and he sees one guy, this Grant Bossy character, who's talking a good game about the free marketplace, and then in the next breath, when Dennis asks him about, you know, what he would do to, you know, marijuana smoker, the guy wants to put him in a jail cell. So there's a big disconnect there.
Well, what I want to know is, what do these people expect? This is what they're trying to do. Top-down planning. That's what their message is. What do they expect? For one day, Ronnie Paul Jr. to get up in some big press conference and tap the mic and say, there is no more government. Everyone go home. Is that what they really expect? Is that how they expect liberty is going to come? No. Liberty comes from the ground up. It doesn't come with political campaigns, and that's essentially what I think they're trying to do. Let me read you a quote from Voltaire Duclair, and I think that it's an excellent quote. This is it epitomizes the direct action opinions, the agorist message.
Okay.
It's from her work, Direct Action, which you can find on Molinari Institute. And this is her speaking. Well, I have already stated that some good is occasionally accomplished by political action, not necessarily working class party action either. But I am abundantly convinced that the occasional good accomplished is more than counterbalanced by the evil. Just as I am convinced that though there are occasional evils resulting through direct action, they are more than counterbalanced by the good. But the evil of pinning faith to political action is far greater than any such minor results. The main evil is that it destroys initiative, quenches the individual's rebellious spirit, teaches people to rely on someone else to do for them what they should do for themselves. Finally renders organic the anomalous idea that by massing soupiness together until a majority is acquired, then through the peculiar magic of that majority, this soupiness is to be transformed.
Nick, you're mispronouncing supineness. Supine, to lay on one's back, essentially to lay down.
Sorry, it's...
You just got it wrong. That's okay. Hey.
That is, people who have lost the habit of striking for themselves as individuals who have submitted to every injustice while waiting for the majority to grow are going to become metamorphosized into human high explosives by a mere process of packing.
I have to say that...
This is essentially what I think the reformists are doing.
This is what this is the message I got yesterday, Nick, from when I was talking...
On one day, they decide to... try and get the hardest achievement, which is liberty, by sacrificing the least amount, which is voting, political action. They think that they're all nice and snug in their little glass houses by just voting for someone. They think that they are, by obeying the laws, they can somehow go under the radar of the government, but they can't.
Well, this is what I said to Mark a moment ago.
You don't affect change by simply going every 2 years and pulling a ballot.
Right.
You don't do that.
I agree with that.
Get your hands dirty, and that's what Agorists do.
And that ties right into what I was saying, Nick, about...
suggested, which is compatibilism.
Wow.
I think that
is just as
foolish.
Nick, can you hear me?
When you have a nail that needs pounding,
clearly
do you use a shovel, a hammer, or a shovel and a hammer? I hope you're going to use a hammer, because that shovel is only going to dig it out.
Nick?
I don't see any possible way that they can be reconciled and have...
shovels and hammers.
The same effectiveness that they would have by concentrating all the resources into the one right tool.
Nick, this is
That's what I'm talking about.
Can you hear me, Nick?
I don't understand.
I don't think he can hear me. Like I'm talking when he's not.
Are you hearing at all? You can't possibly hear us.
Yeah, he's not hearing us. I think we're having some trouble. I'm going to put him on hold here because I wanted to comment on what it was that he was saying so we could continue the conversation. Anyway, this is the message. As I mentioned yesterday, I had this almost 45-minute-long conversation. It was mostly me asking questions of the city manager here in Keene, New Hampshire yesterday. And the quote that Nick just read, which is also in his email by this Voltairine de Cléry, it really is essentially the message that this guy was telling me yesterday. His message to me was, you know, you should really just use the system. The system's here for the common good, and you really need to use the system. And he basically begged me to pay property taxes. He didn't get down on his knees or anything like that. But essentially what he was saying was, you know, you really shouldn't non-cooperate. You should really use the system because, and as it says here, this system destroys initiative, quenches the individual's rebellious spirit. Well, and if all you're doing is obeying, then you're never going to get anywhere. And I agree with that.
Well, I think that the political action and market-based action, call it what you will, they should be used in tandem. And I don't mean coordinated centrally in tandem. I just mean that it's sort of the good cop, bad cop routine. Look, there's people out there, from the political side, you sort of tell the system, as it were, look, there's people out there that are not paying attention. So you need to work with us in order to, affect change so that these people can, they can be more brought inside the system simply by getting rid of a lot of the crappy, stupid rules you have. That's all I'm saying. And I think that this is a dumb argument. I really do. I think that the argument between political activism and market-based activism or civil disobedience or whatever, for one, it doesn't matter if you're a liberty activist, if you care about smaller government, you live in 49 of the other states in the United States or elsewhere in the world. You shouldn't be having this argument at all because it doesn't matter. The political activists and market-based activist type people, civil disobedience type people, they're not having any effect anywhere except New Hampshire.
Right. And
so shut up and move. And if you're here in New Hampshire and you're having this argument, shut up and get back to work.
Yeah, because it's really not producing anything except polarizing people, I think. On the way here. And I also agree with Nick's assertion that just because you're engaging in this political action and voting doesn't mean that you won't be targeted. There are plenty of examples of political targeting and retribution. More coming up.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
You know, the world is full of tragedy, earthquakes and floods, tsunamis, what people call in insurance acts of God. Do you think it's really fair to tag him with all that tragedy?
Well, some people seem to think it is. It's really sad that God gets that kind of notoriety for earthquakes and hurricanes. But I think, to me, the things that speak most of God's work in creation is people who are giving themselves fully and freely to help make him known in the world. I know a gal in the Sudan, born with one leg, went over there to open an orphanage and suddenly had 80 kids to care for. That's God moving in the culture.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain and tragedy and difficulty out there, but to make God the author, I think, is to profoundly mischaracterize who he is.
He's certainly not the one orchestrating the tragedy. He's the one out to rescue us from all the places where this world is broken.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Your show, if you dial in and bring up what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And what if a socialist became president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? John McCain? The North American Union? Unconstitutional gun and drug laws? A national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire and join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org, because this is really where it's all at. This is where the best activists are moving to get active for liberty, whether they're doing it in the political realm. And I think the people that are doing the political realm stuff are doing a great job. I think they're doing things that are unprecedented. I have lauded the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for its brilliant, innovative ideas, especially the gold sheet thing that they do and the ratings.
I'm amazed and very excited about
it. So there's a lot happening here politically that is going on that I think will really jazz people up that are interested in all that. And, you know, to say that I've been mean to the politicos is pretty ludicrous when I've been on the air, you know, giving them fellatio or oral fellatio on the air virtually. And certainly plenty of airtime to promote the things that they're doing, which, again, it's all about you. You call in, tell us what you think is interesting. So we hear from the political activists here in New Hampshire, and they've got neat things to report, things that aren't going on anywhere else in any of the other 49 states. And then, of course, there's the non-cooperative stuff. There's the market-based activism. There's the media. We're the media in New Hampshire. We've got radio shows. We've got television programs. We've got newspapers.
I don't think
how much of that do you have?
We're not the big boy go-to media, but we have, you know, there's a voice.
We have our own media here in New Hampshire, and a lot of it, and it's growing. And more talented media people are coming in here on a monthly or so basis. They're getting involved. And, you know, how many pro-liberty TV shows does your local cable access channel have on? How many pro-liberty shows are on the radio?
None.
Probably not very many. There's a chance you could have a libertarian talk show host or something like that, but you don't have the concentration we do. You don't have your own pro-liberty newspaper sitting out there for people to take in various locations across the state. You just don't have that stuff anywhere else. It's happening here, and this is as far as we've come so far. The Free State Project has barely even begun. Barely. There's only 500-plus people that have actually pointed out that they've moved. Now, you suggest, Mark, there could be hundreds more, but there are only at least 500 people that have pointed out that they live here as part of the Free State Project, and we want to get 20,000. So we're the very, very tip, the very beginning of this change that's coming. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and talk to Scott in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about what you've been discussing. I don't know why people are getting so worked up. I mean, you can do whatever sort of activism you think works for you. I joined the Libertarian Party of Canada, and because that's when I did that, and I made it known to my friends and family, I had a lot of people ask me questions about what is a libertarian because they had never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my way of just getting the message out. And I'm running for MP in the upcoming election as a member of parliament. And that's just, you know, one thing I'm doing, but I'm also doing market-based things with other libertarians in my area where we made a blog, we're making videos, we're doing things like that, trying to get messages out. So really for me, it's getting the message out, because the way we'll get more liberty in our life is by getting people on our side. It's partially numbers. So I think if we can get the message out there, show, because it's a very strong, logical message. And that's something actually that I really appreciate about you guys, because you use – it's very sound logic, good arguments. I just listened to all these KGEZ podcasts from a few weeks ago, and I think they're way off base. You guys are you use logic and reason, and I appreciate that, because if you were just sort of spouting off stuff that really made no sense, I wouldn't be attracted to the show.
Right. You know, it's not one of those liberty shows where we grab our guns and go, yee-haw, yay, freedom. We don't do that. We both of us are you know, we're good debaters. We, we engage in, the issues from a logical standpoint, and that's what we try to do.
And the libertarian philosophy I find to be very logical and very strong. On with that, it makes sense, and when you base it all on non-aggression principle, people will buy into that. It's all the other things once you go from there that people start thinking, oh, roads, oh, who's going to take care of the sick people, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those things come from that, but if you can sell them on the non-aggression principle, most people find that appealing. Oh, wait, don't use force on my neighbors. They get that. They understand that, but then you have to take it to all the levels after that. But that comes with time. You know, it's winning hearts is one at a time. And I think if people want to do it with political activism, while, not that effective in some areas, or the market-based activism, I think they both have their strengths and weaknesses. Just let people do what they're going to do. And I think I don't know why people get on Ian's case, because I really haven't heard him blast, people acting in the political realm. It's these people that listen to one segment of the show and think, oh, Ian's getting on our case. It's confirmation bias. They just hear what they want to hear.
Ian has a social disorder, and he really can't help it, and that's what people don't understand.
Thanks, Scott. Any other thoughts?
That's about it, guys.
Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Lauren Canario told me something a few days ago, and I know she was quoting somebody. I don't recall who it was. I'm sure somebody can point this out. But she said that she's heard that it's the difference between a libertarian and a voluntarist is about 7 years. And I said, yeah, you know, that's about how long it took me. And she said it took her longer. So, you know, it's like what Scott says. People are going to come along when they're ready to come along and when they've come to the conclusions that they've come to based on the input that they've gotten. And hopefully they can tolerate listening to me in the meantime. All right, 800-259-9231. I said I was going to give you an example, Mark, of some activism that I thought was pretty interesting. And it's by the We the People organization. And we've actually interviewed their primary, the founder, I guess, Bob Schultz.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bob Schultz.
And what I love about these guys is they're not just complaining about what's going on with the government. They're willing to do something about it. And what it is they're willing to do doesn't involve having to go and take over the Libertarian Party from the inside or change the Republicans or Democrats from the inside and try to work through the political system. They acknowledge the political system. They're deferent to it. So to that extent, I don't necessarily agree with all of that. But what they're doing is still exciting to me. And what they're doing is a hunger strike. Now, this is going to happen in Washington, D.C., and this will be far more effective than the little Ron Paul party in D.C. or the park thing that they had. You know how they had this like a couple months ago or a month and a half ago where the Free Staters went down and they did some outreach, which I thought was great for them, by the way. It was a great opportunity for the Free State Project to reach out to these Ron Paul activists and give them something to get excited about. I thought that was the best thing that happened about the Ron Paul little party in the park thing that they did. But I think that there's nothing really generally that comes from going and having a rally. Generally, not much beyond just a good networking occasion, get to meet some people of like mind.
It might get some people excited.
But these people that were organizing this Ron Paul rally thing were, and I'm not talking about the Rally for the Republic, I don't remember what this one was called, like the D.C. party thing, D.C. lawn hangout. Anyway, they thought that they were going to get some media attention because they figured if they got a whole bunch of people together in Washington, D.C. in this park, that the media was going to give a damn about it. And I don't remember hearing anything about the media paying any attention to what went on there. But do you think that if people were starving to death in the park, that the media might possibly care about that?
Sounds like it's got a better chance.
Yeah, I think it's got a much better chance. We'll give you details on what they're planning and how you can get involved if you want, coming up on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word.
Hangover.
I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get
hangovers.
Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid
hangovers.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, over 375,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's totally free, by the way. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement called Dex C20, and I've lost 4 pounds. It's been working for me. I have my appetite isn't as big as it usually is, but I'm eating whatever I want. I haven't changed my workout schedule, which is pretty much non-existent. I haven't changed my normal activity in any way, but I'm losing weight. Lose weight the easy way. Dex C20. Go to diet.freetalklive.com, or you can get it in most drugstores.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up, the details on the We the People organization looking at a hunger strike in Washington, D.C. But first, we go to Vince in California. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Vince?
I want to talk about national service today.
Ew.
Well, the basic premise of Service Nation is that we have these pressing social problems need to be addressed, and that the way to address them is to create this massive new federal bureaucracy that, according to the Service Nation website, will, quote, engage 1 million Americans in full-time service by 2020. Now, you know, they talk about things like cleaning up parks or highways, you know, tutoring inner-city kids and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the funny thing is there's already a great model for how to clean up places. I went to Vons yesterday, and it was in great, clean condition. There were tables for me to sit at outside and inside, magazines, newspapers to read. Vons is a grocery store.
Okay, gotcha. West Coast.
Out here on the West Coast.
Gotcha.
And all of this was provided to the exact same people that use the parks. So it got me thinking, why is it that we have these people out there saying we need the spirit of service to clean up the parks and whatnot, but no one's saying we need these same people to help our grocery stores, our computer manufacturers, or other things like that?
Well, because they're doing it for a profit.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, and so are the people that are so-called serving, because I actually did a little bit of digging, and I posted this on the Service Nation thread on our BBS, because we've been following what these people are up to, been watching very carefully. This is an organization that's calling for, as you said, more people to become government bureaucrats and so-called serve. Well, they try to make it sound like what they're doing is somehow a volunteer kind of effort, and the only thing voluntary about national service, even if it is a so-called opt-in program, is that you're opting in. That's the only thing voluntary about it, because they're getting paid.
Yeah.
I went to the AmeriCorps website, and one of the Service Nation people that's got a little YouTube account and is blogging, this Joe Blowmaster guy, he's talking about how I'm an AmeriCorps alum, and we at Service Nation want to expand AmeriCorps. When he said that, I went to go look into AmeriCorps to see, well, what is this thing? I mean, they talk a good, good game about how they help people, and it's volunteering, but it's not, because volunteers don't get paid.
Right.
That's the whole idea behind volunteering, is you're giving of yourself and your time in return for nothing but a good feeling and helping people. But these AmeriCorps people, they get what they call a small living allowance. Take a shot, Mark. How much is the living allowance per year for an AmeriCorps member?
Well, from the tone of your voice, it sounds high. $35,000 a year.
No, it's $10,000 a year.
Okay.
But still, that's more than I've made working at jobs all year long.
So is that a full-time job?
That's a full-time. Yep, I looked into that, too. It's full-time. So you essentially become a full-time bureaucrat. A bureaucrat that's paid lower than some bureaucrats.
A very
out there.
Poorly paid bureaucrat.
But you essentially become a full-time bureaucrat. Now, remember, from our experience with talking with bureaucrats or former bureaucrats, usually being a full-time bureaucrat doesn't really mean you're doing a lot of work full-time.
The other thing you need to remember is that these servants, as I like to call them, they're, of course, going to need supervisors and managers and administrators.
Sure.
And they're not going to be getting paid $10,000 an hour or a year.
Well, plus, not only do they get 10 grand a year, but they also, in some cases, depending on the program that they're working on, will get free housing. So in addition to the $10,000, in some cases, they'll have one of their major expenses taken care of on top of that. So to say that these people are in any way volunteers is an insult to real volunteering.
Absolutely, and that's, of course, why I refer to them as servants rather than volunteers, because they're just serving the state.
Well, and they make it very clear, actually, interestingly, on the Service Nation website, where they talk about what it is that they're looking at doing, what it is that their goal is for the organization, that what they do is they sort of conflate volunteering together with the service concept. It says right there on their website, the ultimate goal of the Service Nation Summit, which will also promulgate a declaration of service that all Americans will be invited to sign, is to inspire an America in which by 2020, 100 million citizens will volunteer time in schools, workplaces, and faith-based and community institutions each and every year, up from 61 million today. So that first goal, besides the declaration of service or whatever, is to encourage volunteerism. Great! I'm all in favor of volunteerism,
absolutely.
Mark. Wouldn't it be great if we had more volunteerism? That's fine.
Who can get upset about that,
but
right?
But then, comma, after the thing about going up to 100 million volunteers, comma, and that increasing numbers of Americans annually will commit a year of their lives to national service. So those are two very, very different goals, but they sort
absolutely.
Of try to conflate them together as though they have something to do with one another.
And
national service is being a paid bureaucrat for a year of your life. And
the thing that
increase...
I would say to the people that are promoting national service is, I mean, you're right, our parks and our beaches and our streets are in bad condition. Our schools are churning out idiots, basically. And the question I need to ask them is, if all of these government services are in such dire straits, why is the solution to be creating this gigantic bureaucracy run by the exact same government that screwed everything up in the first place?
It's a really great question. And the answer to it is, look, people, it's the tragedy of the commons. Whenever you have something that is commonly held by everyone, it deteriorates to the point of uselessness. You can do your best to maintain it, but the fact is, when you compare an amusement park to a city park, you know which one's better taken care of, don't you? Well, yes. What people say then is, I don't like the idea of having to pay to go into a park. Well, you wouldn't have to pay much. Maybe you could pay some kind of annual dues to keep it up or something like that.
And like I said before, I mean, I can go to this grocery store, Vons. I can go in there for free and sit down for an hour or 2 hours, sit there and use their free internet service. It's outside, sunny and nice.
Absolutely. I think it's a great point.
There's no shortage of, the fact is, it has to be a for-profit business in order for it to be successful, and that's just the way it goes.
But even a charitable organization can be successful in that they can continue operating and offer things to the public.
I think the
like
charitable
that.
Organizations are great and everything, but, if you put a for, I think that if you put a for-profit business in there, to compete against them, that it will clean
their
clock.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hey, great call, Vince. Any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. So there's that second part of the Service Nation goal. They want increasing numbers of Americans to annually they want to increase the number annually of Americans that will commit a year of their lives to national service. Now, my question is, the Service Nation people and their associates are making it very clear when they're being asked that they do not support Charles Rangel's National Service Act, which would be a mandatory national service situation. They're saying they don't support that, and they're being very vehement about the fact that they only want this to be a voluntary thing. They don't want to force people into this. But how is it, Mark, that you could guarantee increasing numbers of Americans will commit a year of their lives to national service? The only way to guarantee that that's going to happen, if that's indeed their goal, is to at some point engage in force and to engage in aggressing against people.
I suppose you could increase wages, but it's not really a guarantee.
Yeah, there's no way to guarantee besides threatening people. That's the way I see it, at least. That's the message I'm getting here. It's very sort of subtle, reading between the lines.
Even if they don't support the Charles Rangel's National Service Act, it's still a bunch of hippie feel good bullcrap, socialist nonsense that isn't going to amount to crap.
And again, at the very best, the Service Nation organization is calling for an increase in government bureaucracy and calling for more Americans to become government bureaucrats for a year of their lives. And that's not going to do a good thing for Americans. It's going to more bureaucratize people. And that's dangerous, in my opinion. So this is still a very dangerous organization to be watched. Luckily, one of our listeners has gotten on the inside. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule's been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex C20 in the gold box today and start losing weight the easy way. Dex C20.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
This is a public announcement for people who are behind on their credit card payments and or carry a burden of unsecured debt. The public may now call a toll-free number for help and consultation on debt problems. The number to call is 1-800-981-3621. This is a confidential call. The call and consultation are free to the public. The toll-free number is 1-800-981-3621. Anyone with debt of $5,000 or more is eligible for this program. The call and consultation are free to the general public as a courtesy of 800 credit card debt. Again, this is a public announcement for people who are behind on their credit card payments and or carry a burden of unsecured debt. The public may now call for consultation on debt problems. The number to call is 1-800-981-3621. This is a confidential call. The call and consultation are free to the public. The toll-free number is 1-800-981-3621. 1-800-981-3621.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator. And ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the program, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. There are 41-plus categories to shop in. New, even used items. Whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, still to come, we'll tell you about the hunger strike plan for Washington, D.C. First, it's Tony in California. You're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey, doing a radio show.
Hey, so I was listening a little earlier, and you were talking about what some government bureaucrat is trying to beg you to basically support his system and pay his property tax.
Mm-hmm.
Not his. You know.
Yes, he doesn't want to enact consequences on me. He doesn't want to do that.
Yeah,
he's
a nice guy. You know, I think the bigger that your show gets, just the more you're going to be attacked. I was listening to Alex Jones, I'm a podcast listener, so I heard him ranting about, you know, he's had lots of, not quite the same problems that that you're having, but I just think that, you know, it does sound like you're being effective. And so now they're coming to you and saying, you know,
I went to him. I didn't explain what happened.
I maybe didn't hear everything. Then okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I had sent the city of Keene, New Hampshire, their government bureaucrats. I had sent them a bunch of questions in response to them billing me this bill for property taxes, and I just wanted to know a few things.
They never
got back to me. I gave them 45 days to get back to me. They never did. So I went and talked to the tax collector, who was the person I had been conversing with. She says she can't answer the questions. She pointed me to the city manager or the attorney general or the city attorney, and so I figured I'd start with the city manager because I already had some rapport with him. So we went, and a handful of us from the area went and met with this guy with a video camera, and he actually answered the questions on camera. Now, he wasn't responsive to all of the questions, but nonetheless, it was an enlightening encounter because it really gave a look into the mindset of somebody who is completely indoctrinated into the system, a total believer in the system. I mean, essentially, his position is that what he's doing, he believes, is for the common good. And so as long as if he believes it's for the common good, then what they do is not considered stealing in his mind. When they take people's houses from them and when they do things like that, he does not believe that's stealing because in his mind it's been associated with the common good and what the people allegedly want.
Of course, and I'm sure his system would be great if everybody had good intentions. But that's the problem, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you believe that we need a government in order to control the bad people because people are bad, then if you have a government, bad people are going to get in it. You know, so you've got this sort of contrary dog chasing its tail sort of logic going on there.
Yeah, we just got to stop supporting this stuff. Yeah,
and
the same thing goes with this, with the National Service Act. I mean, is this thing really going to pass?
I don't think Charles Rangel's. I think they're going to try to make that happen, but it looks like they may have. They're not prepared. You know, the people, the organizations that are supporting it aren't prepared to say yes, we're for mandatory service. So I'm not sure that
they're certainly not going to say it before the election.
Yeah,
certainly not. Yeah, I'm about ready to stop supporting it entirely, but. May have to be part of the Free State Project. Who knows? We'll see.
That's the way to go. I mean, if you're going to pull out support, you're fighting a real losing battle if you're by yourself, because who's going to come out and support you?
At the very least, go and sign up at freestateproject.org. I mean, even if everything blows up and it doesn't amount to anything, we can use the sign up.
Well, I am concerned about the geopolitical stuff going on right now because I don't really want to get blown up in a nuclear war. But that's really about the extent of it. You know, they're just... The way to stop that stuff is for us to stop supporting them.
Yep.
Financially.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of avenues for that. So,
yeah,
anyway,
I'll be there.
I'll call again.
Excellent, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Here is a press release that the people over at We the People, which GiveMeLiberty.org is.
Before you go on, something sticking in my craw.
Yes.
If we get big, like Alex Jones, that's...
Alex Jones isn't... I don't know how big. He's big on the internet.
Well, that was sort of the point made by the caller.
Okay.
Alex Jones has had problems with the authorities, and therefore, you know, as we get bigger, we're going to have problems like he does because he's big.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
We've got more stations than he does.
We do.
And, you know, he's certainly got a lot of continuity and that kind of thing. I think that there can be arguments made that our show is nearly as big as Alex Jones's. So,
you know, I think on the internet he whips our butts.
He sells a lot of videos and he makes some really great stuff out there. And he's been around for a long time. A lot of people know his name. I'm not discounting any of those things. However, I'm just saying, you know, if you use this one particular yardstick, which is a pretty good yardstick,
here's a yardstick for you. The Alexa search, familiar with that, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Alexa, not scientific by any means, but I think it does give you a general idea.
There's another one called Complete.com, I believe. Yeah.
But I think it does give you a general idea of what websites are more popular than others.
Right.
Alex, the lower
Info
the
Wars?
Number, the, yeah, the lower the number, the more popular the site. Jones's website is below 6,000.
Okay.
Ours,
that's a pretty popular site.
Ours is 158,558.
Yeah. Like he's smoking us, leaving us in the dirt on that.
But we have more radio stations.
A lot of our stations are weekend affiliates, and I don't think he does a weekend show.
He does, actually.
A live weekend show?
Yeah, Sunday show.
Okay.
KLBJ.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think
he's probably not working to putting more emphasis on the internet or whatever.
Yeah, and the guy, I mean, I've actually traded an email with him once over MySpace, and, you know, he definitely respects what it is we're doing. And I respect what he does on the police state stuff, not so much chemtrails or 9/11 and all that, but, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due. And, you know, obviously he thinks he's more popular than we are. I can't get a call back from his people. Like, I've actually tried to get him on the show, because some people have said, a lot of our listeners have said, you should get this guy on the show to talk about, you know, the issue of effectiveness, right? The issue of, is this conspiracy talk, the fringe sort of conspiracy stuff, is it effective in any way of promulgating the ideas of freedom? So I'd like to have that conversation with him, but I've tried twice in 2 years now, and he hasn't gotten back to me. Penn Jillette also has not gotten back to me.
Alex Jones is as big as Penn Jillette.
I have been trying to get Penn Jillette on this show for as long as we've been syndicated, and I could understand why he might not want to come on when we had 7 affiliates, but now we got 40 affiliates. He's I still can't get his people to get back.
Well, he doesn't have a radio show any longer either, so he doesn't have quite the same thing to promote.
Yeah, but there's always something to promote. He's got his TV show.
Yeah, watch my TV show, my really, really popular TV show, or which you probably already heard about, or please come to my act in Vegas, which I've been doing for a very long time. And
all I'm
knows.
Saying is we ain't nothing. That's all. We're like the best-kept secret of the Liberty Movement as far as...
I think that that, yeah. that in and of itself yeah. Is... Yeah, that's true.
All right, so here's what's going on with We the People. This is a press release they plan on releasing on September 18th. On September 17th, 2008, the 221st anniversary of the U.S. Constitution, thousands of Americans gathered in Washington, D.C. to begin to hunger for redress. They began their mass hunger strike to draw worldwide attention to the fact that the government of the United States of America has not only been flagrantly violating its own constitution, it now refuses to respond or even acknowledge the people's petitions for redress of these grievances, despite the fact that the Constitution requires the government to do so. Number one, that the Iraq invasion is a violation of the War Powers Clauses. Number two, the Federal Reserve System's violation of the Money Clauses. Three, the USA Patriot Act's violation of the Privacy Clauses. Four, the direct taxes on labor in violation of the Tax Clauses. Five, the gun control laws in violation of the Second Amendment. Six, the failure to enforce immigration laws. I don't agree with that one, obviously. And seven, the construction of a North American Union without constitutional authority. So they've really got their ducks in the row as far as the various different objections to what the federal government has been doing over the past several years, and they've been trying for a long time to get answers.
Get some answers. All they want is some answers.
People. And they tried it a couple of years ago. They didn't get any answers, and they had this sort of march, or not, I guess it was a march, and they brought people in V for Vendetta masks out, and they really kind of made a spectacle of themselves, and nothing really came of that. Still, they didn't get any answers, so this time they're taking it to the next step, and they plan on a hunger strike. Until recent times, says the press release, the founding principles of America, limited government, due process of law, respect for private property, personal responsibility, and self-reliance, were the defining attributes of the American culture and way of life. Now, however, with almost weekly escalations of government control over their lives, threats to the lives of innocent men, women, and children in foreign lands, the imposition of a national police surveillance state, and a politicized judicial system which has become incapable of justice, Americans finally appear to be willing to say, no, enough is enough. You've gone too far for decent Americans to any longer tolerate these acts of despotism. We hereby claim and exercise our right to hold you, the government, accountable to the Constitution. And that's the beginning of their press release. We'll continue and tell you a little bit more about what they have planned, maybe give you some information as to how you can get involved if this is exciting to you. I think it's a pretty cool idea. When's the last time there was a hunger strike of any significance in this country? I mean, more than one person. Free Talk Live, Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
In this age of